TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, TanCast officially turns 7 years old. Noah goes to a wedding in New Orleans and things take a turn for the sad when Andy has to say goodbye to a beloved family pet. And when you hear this sound,
7!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
7th anniversary. Wow, for a special treat for you guys, we have gathered everyone that's ever been on TanCast today.
Not really.
Hey, Max, say hi.
Hi.
Oh, you're right. And let's see. Van from NetCot is here.
Hello.
My friend Robin is here.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? Hi, guys.
Oh, look, there's Andy's mom.
Andy's mom, take the dick out of your mouth for a second. Come on. This is our 7th anniversary.
She can't help it. She loves gargling balls.
But she can't, like, stop for just a moment?
Nope. If she does, she dies, Noah.
she's like the shark of dick sucking.
No, she's kind of got this Dorian Gray thing going on. Except instead of a aging picture, it's balls in her mouth. I don't know where I was going with it.
Dennis Hopper has attached a device to her mouth. If she stops sucking dick for more than 50 miles an hour, she explodes.
Jesus Christ. Who wants her dick sucked at 50 miles an hour?
Good Lord.
Sounds terrible. just left with raw penis meat.
Well, better than cooked penis meat.
I mean, if you sear it, then it cauterizes the wound.
Her nickname in college was Black and Decker.
Because she liked the dark guys and also to get hit.
Oh, no!
Jesus Christ,
I don't know
Andy.
Why it crosses the line to hit Andy's mom in this joke, but it does.
Andy, why do you gotta be offensive? Your mom
That's
was a wonderful lady.
You're talking about.
Yeah, and we my were brother. Just, holy shit, he should kick my ass.
Your mom's a lovely lady, and we were just talking about her gargling cock in a respectful manner, and you had to take it there.
Whew. This is tickling my coughs.
Oh. I thought that word was going to end differently. This is tickling my cough.
Oh, dear. Did I mention I was Tim, the T in TanCast?
I don't think so.
I am.
Should I tell people that I'm Andy, the A in TanCast?
I don't see why not.
Okay. I'm well, that just,
nothing, nothing to be gained from hiding it.
The Noah. Wait, the Noah, the N? The N? The Noah? I'll get this right.
He's N, the Noah in TanCast.
He's only had 7 years to figure this out.
The O-A-H is silent.
The N in TanCast.
There it is. He nailed it.
It's also
and,
invisible.
In case you had to guess, I lied. We didn't bring all the guests.
Kind of like a real marriage. The 7th anniversary is just kind of like, oh, shit, is it that time again?
Well, I guess we got
it. This is...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this is the 7-year itch when our listeners are going to start looking for other podcasts. Oh, wait. They didn't wait for the 7 years. But you seven are still listening. Thanks.
After the first episode, they're like, I think I'm just starting to move on.
Guys, kind of like a New Year's resolution, I think we should make a vow to ourselves to get an 8th listener before we get done with our 7th year.
I think that's a solid idea.
Yeah. I think it's doable.
I mean, it's not going to be easy.
No? Well, worst case, I can just, like, strap headphones onto Drew and make him listen.
Yes.
He's a little still.
If you want your dinner, you will listen.
Yeah. Do the shit I tell you, or you go sit on timeout. You want to sit on timeout or listen to TanCast? I want to sit on timeout!
Should we do some 7th anniversary Tan laughs?
Sure, why not?
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment!
Guys, thank you so much.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to.
I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
10 laughs.
You know how they're different from regular 10 laughs?
They're the same?
They're not. Yeah, exactly.
They come with secret spices?
Sure.
Seven herbs and spices?
Which one did I like? Rockin' Roger posted a couple to the Tancast Facebook page. I think we've told one similar to this first one, so I'm going to tell the second one. So this one's from Roger, who I'm not going to get into specifics, but, shout out to Roger and his family going through a hard time at this moment. I hope things get better soon. That's it. Love you, Roger.
I love you too, Roger.
Hope you can punch your way out of this one.
Way to drag the podcast down, Tim. Just wait until later.
Here's this joke. Wait. Just in from Noah.
Say, I don't know what you went through, Eddie, Mike, compared to what Roger's going through.
Probably not.
I would put that out there.
I'm just putting out the, I'm probably going to drag the podcast down later. I'm planning on it. I'm working up for it.
I mean, he does every week. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I would say.
Hi, guys. So this week I discovered a wart on my dick.
Like, oh, this flow is coming. I'm going to interrupt and then slow the conversation down with this long monologue.
Speaking of which, I really loved you speeding up my rant at the end of the last episode. That cracked me right the fuck up.
Now, that wasn't one of those things where I went back and then started, made like I was talking over the top of you. I literally put myself on mute and started talking shit.
Oh, I completely believe it.
Good times. Anywho, here's this joke. An Asian woman walks into a bank and hands the teller 200 yen. The teller counts out the money and exchanges it for American dollars. The Asian woman, after counting it, says, "Why you only give me $50 today? Last week you give me $100. The clerk answers, "Fluctuations." With that, the Asian woman gets very angry and says, "Oh yeah? Well, fluck you American too."
Oh,
American. Oh,
racism.
He posted it also to his page, and he said, "I apologize to all my Asian friends, but this is funny." So he was aware of the cultural insensitivity.
So that makes it okay.
Yes, exactly. Because he said, sorry.
That's all everyone needs. All these cops shooting people, they can be like, "Yeah, I know I'm racist, but I'm sorry," right?
Wait. Did he apologize correctly? Did he say, "Oh, so sorry"?
Oh.
Oh, my. That's it.
Oh, I killed it.
I did it.
Yay.
I made it happen. Hooray for me. I'm the best.
You're the best around.
Everything's going to keep you down. Because there's no one else around me.
Within 100 mile radius.
Because I'm on a fucking desert island.
If there was, you would probably be the 99th person best around, even though there's one other person around. It's kind of weird, I know, but just go with it.
All I'm saying is I suck.
You know what?
Because you suck. Big dick. And no one's ever gone and spent time with you, I guess.
Unless they want their dick sucked.
Do I know what, Noah?
Just every once in a while, I think about when we were talking about your kids' pictures that you paid for. And you're like, you know what I'm going to try to say? So I miss Noah. It makes me laugh.
I tried to explain that to Danelle when we were we'll talk about why later, but when we were texting back and forth, and you said basically what I'm saying, Andy, is I was like, I bet that's the reason he did it.
I got it from you.
You learned it from watching me.
Oh, and I got the reference when he did it, and it still cracked me right the hell up.
Anywho, 10 laughs.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, I know you got one.
This is from Tyler. Continue his Five Nights at Freddy's jokes.
This guy is going to make us Five Nights at Freddy's fans or die trying.
Yo mama is so hairy. When she plays Five Nights at Freddy's, the animatronics thought she already had a suit. Oh! So there you go.
Nailed it. Andy, waiting on you.
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to find one.
Oh, okay. Like, as long as you're not just, fiddling yourself over there.
No, not just playing with my dick.
Are you still playing with your dick?
This is so weird. I'm going to do it. This one comes from Jonathan, and he says, "No one once ate four Skittles. Later he took a shit, and they became the Power Rangers."
What?
So random.
What's happening?
No, eight Why? Four Skittles, shat them out, and they became the Power Rangers.
Aren't there like five Power Rangers? Is Noah the black one?
I guess they
scenario?
Recruited one more.
Am I like that animal that eats the coffee beans and then makes them better when I poop them out?
It's a monkey.
What? No, it's wait, a cinnamon.
Are you
it's
actually a monkey? Are you like, is that racism?
Uh-oh.
Is that what's going on?
I thought
here?
It was a monkey.
Oh.
I think it's like a cat guys, creature.
Yeah. Civet.
Oh, you're right. It is a cat.
I am.
Or whatever Andy keeps saying.
Civet.
That doesn't make it. Is it a Honda Civet? What are you talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Does it have a spoiler?
Yes. Spoiler, it's got four paws, a tail, and it eats coffee beans and shits them out.
Delicious.
Of course Andy's right. Andy's right on many things.
All right. Did we make that happen?
I think we made that happen.
All right.
Good job, fellows.
And the Tancast page just fixed a meme that's been bothering me for a while.
Okie dokie.
I haven't seen that thing. It's a shot of Wheel of Fortune, and it looks like it's going to say, fuck me in the ass tonight. And then the caption says, if you didn't get luck be in the air tonight, the internet has probably ruined you. But I is illuminated in there, and so the I and air should have been illuminated so that you wouldn't think it was ass. So I went back and took out all the I's and posted it to the Tancast page.
Very good. I think I've seen that one, and it bugged the fuck out of me.
Tancast. Fixing stuff for no reason.
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
Making the internet... not really a better place, just
slightly more consistent. Hooray!
And with that out of the way, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I'll go
how
last.
The fuck was everyone's week?
I know someone was in New Orleans looking handsome.
Girlfriend. Yes, I went to New Orleans for a wedding, and it was wonderful, very hot. New Orleans is hot.
I thought you were going to say there was someone there who was very hot. I was like,
oh, man, there
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that was balls.
We went to, like, a couple different places. I'm like, there's a lot of attractive people in this place all at once. I like it. I like what you're doing, New Orleans. Keep it up. What did I do in specific? So... we ate delicious food, we went to some parks, saw some music, went to a wedding, which was nice, and had some tiki drinks. And at one point, I was going to bring up this because I thought it was interesting. I was talking to this lady, she was drunk, and we were talking about like why she lives in New Orleans. And she's like, oh yeah, I like it because they don't have any rules. Like, why can't you drink in your car or have a drink and drive a car? So she felt... the law should be changed to just no drunk driving, but anything below that is okay.
What?
Yeah, I was like, well, A, people are terrible judges of if they're drunk or not. So to err on the side of like, hey, just don't do this, then like, well, you know, if you think you're not drunk, it's okay.
Because drunk people are notorious for able to be going like, oh, wait, I'm drunk.
Yeah, and then making good choices based on that information. Not, oh, I'm drunk. I better to pop a breath mint and then drive slow with the windows down in case the cops pull me over.
She also talked about jaywalking. You know, if there's no cars around, you know, you should just cross the street. And
oh, man,
my
when I lived
argument
in downtown San Jose,
is like,
I jaywalked always.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just said, when I lived in downtown San Jose, I jaywalked always because those lights took for fucking ever.
So... I don't have, like, I don't agree with this sentiment in general, but I feel like these, like, rules are more in place to, like, let everyone know what the fuck you're doing. Like, I don't know how many times I've seen people try to cross the street and didn't see a car, or they're like, oh, and, you know, jaywalking, and like, oh, I can make it. I'm like, you know, just wait. Like, in general, I'm like, just wait. Like, what's the rush? Where are you going?
Get drunk and then drive places.
But what do you guys think? You think there's too many rules? You think society, I mean, libertarian, is that what general, like, they feel like the government should just kind of, like, leave people alone and have minimal input as possible? Is
Whoa.
That correct?
You are, Hello? You're,
Your audio's
you
cutting
are,
out.
Yeah, you were doing the thing that you used to do back when you would have the mic fails.
Oh, do I sound okay now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, it sounded like you were having a delay, like, because Andy would talk and then you would be like, oh, wait, Andy's talking, but, like, after a while.
Okay. I think I'm okay now.
Seem, All right, well, keep going.
All right. I just assumed you were sick of my shit.
I'm always sick of your shit, Andy.
I know.
So, yeah, what do you guys think? You think laws are good? I think, you know, they're good because they protect people from other people to a certain extent.
I think, for the most part, I would say the laws are good, but, like...
Or do you think we have too many or too little?
We probably have too many laws, but I don't know, which I can't say, like, right now off the top of my head, this one and this one should go.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Libertarians like to pretend... So I have some libertarian-esque qualities to my outlook on life, but I also look at it as, like, society is, you know, we kind of all have to be in this together, or else it breaks down. And people, there are enough selfish, fucked up people out there that we kind of need the rules to protect the many of us from the few asshats. So it's like, most of us are capable of doing things, like I don't particularly need a law against murder because murder's fucking wrong and I'm just not going to go do it. But, you know, it's good to have a law against murder so that if somebody goes out and murders somebody, we've got something to charge them with and lock them away based on.
Like when the person was having sex with, it was either dead bodies or animals, and it wasn't on the books that you couldn't do that, so they couldn't charge him with anything. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, that's one of those like, well, you know, we should make it, no, we have too many laws anyway, so who the fuck's gonna screw a dead body?
If you can think of it, someone else is thinking about it, too.
This like, is true.
Who would put Jell-O on their head and have sex with a gopher who died 1 year ago?
I think the Jell-O on head part we can overlook, and we should really focus that law on the dead gopher piece.
The dead gopher piece.
Yes.
That's what I call it when I get it.
Yeah, I got some dead gopher piece the other night. So sweet. So squishy.
So yeah, New Orleans was good. It's a wonderful town. I want to go back there and explore. Nothing really crazy happened while I was there.
Well, that's good. Yeah. It's like gravity didn't suddenly reverse. And
nope. I was like, that's it. That's all I got.
All right.
Well, I got to say the shot of you in the tux, you were indeed looking good, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Very fit. And that little thing you were doing where, like, you have one side open, and it's like, you look like you're about to go down the catwalk.
I was messing around. like
you do look like you're, like, the missing Rat Pack member.
A little bit.
Yeah, we're going to go rob Ocean's 11. I know. That's like, that's not right.
So I was looking at it as more like, ladies, this isn't a cummerbund. I use my dick.
But I'll come in your buns.
Oh!
Dip it, dap, dip it, do. So you didn't get, hook up with any bridesmaids?
No.
Tell the truth.
No.
Okay, then lie.
Yes.
So oh, hot. That's my man.
No, all tell me slower.
Every one of them, even the ones that are married already. I was just like, fuck it.
At the same time, or did they take turns? Was it a number system? Like now that one serving. Commercial for Cold Cuts. One of the bridesmaids goes, woo, 43, that's me. Gonna get some no dick today. Go get some no dick. Go get some no dick. Go get some no dick. Ooh, that made me laugh. I know I thought of it, but just the image of the little bride. I figured, like, I'm picturing, like, a little bridesmaid's dress. She's just dancing around.
Do an Iggy shuffle.
Yep.
80s kids will remember that. We're old fellows.
It happens.
Yep.
Get too old for this shit.
Yeah. We had an intern start at work, and I was like, you're not old enough to drink yet. Holy shit.
Wait, what was I going to say about... What were we just talking about?
Getting old, Noah's dick, weddings.
Oh, you said getting too old for the shit. A friend of mine from L.A. said, oh, he's like, I just ran into, or you know, who else is on this flight with me? Danny Glover. It's Operation Dumbo Drop 2. I said, really? You've been in Hollywood as long as you have. You're still getting excited about celebrities? Aren't you a little too old for this shit?
Good one.
Hashtag nailed it.
Yep. Nailed it shut.
That's it. For my week, I had to, for reasons that my insurance company doesn't need to know about, I was taking an online driver school, and those suck, just in case you're wondering.
Tell us more, Tim. What happened?
it was like an online one. You could take it at your own pace or whatever, and, like, it's like it was divided into chapters, and each chapter was like, I don't know, the average was between like 7 and 11 pages. I was like, all right, and it's getting late. I'm like, you know what, I might as well just bang this out tonight. I'll do the last chapter, and I'm like, because they've all been between 7 and 11, so I'll be done. 27 pages. I was like, you son of a bitch.
And probably not committed. One of those like you can save and come back mid chapter.
Oh, you totally can. It's just reading during the chapter.
Gotcha.
But I got a 96 on my final test, yo.
Nice.
What's up, playa? I got an A.
If only you put that knowledge in the test when you're driving.
Whew. The actual letter of the law makes it sound like you're not driving a car. You are flying a mission in Iraq or something, because like you need to be focused all the time. They're like, should you be playing with your radio? No, stop. Pull off the street if you want to change stations or change the volume on your radio. I'm like, yeah, everyone does that.
Yeah.
So clearly, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. The guy that just sort of nonchalantly just came into my lane on Friday. Yeah, he's totally Thursday.
And when you have passengers in the car, don't talk with them about conversation. Have them help you watch for traffic up ahead and behind. You know, make them part of it. I'm like, yeah, that always happens too.
Yeah, because, you know, there's nothing more that you want to hear than the person sitting right next to you going, oh, shit, look out!
And then one of my favorites was like, okay, if you're on a long car trip and you have other people in the car, share driving duties, but don't let other people sleep in the car because sleep can be contagious. I'm like, well, what's the point of sharing driving duties? We're all awake and tired.
If you're on a long car trip, you should all be as miserable as possible. Share the misery.
I was like, driving code? You don't make any sense. So now I know exactly what rules I'm violating when I'm violating them. Jaywalking made me think of that. That's why I said that. Because I'm like, oh, this, I'm jaywalking right now. Suck it, cars. Wait for the cops to catch me.
Yeah.
I'm rolling dirty.
Yep. All you got to do is go up, down, down, left, 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 right, right, R2, L2, R2, L2.
Trying to catch me striding dirty. Trying to catch me striding dirty.
I'm striding dirty.
Oh, no, I just figured you need to reset your health and armor. Then
I know, but
ammo.
I wanted to get to my striding dirty joke because I knew I wasn't riding. So I had to get it to walking in some way, yeah. And I nailed it.
You did it.
Yay me.
You nailed it shut with your dick.
Yes, as I do. All right, I'll go ahead and turn the floor over to Andy and put the sad music on.
No, not yet. Well, maybe. Depends on your feelings.
Sad Hulk music.
I tried the Taco Bell breakfast for the first time, and I tweeted about it. So that was the never trust a crampy fart joke. That was Taco Bell breakfast that apparently got me there. Because I think I wound up shitting 6 times that day, and that is not normal for me. I did
what
not
the
eat
hell,
that much
man?
Fiber. I don't
what
know.
What the hell?
The Crunchwrap was fucking delicious, but goddamn, I spent a lot of time in that bathroom.
What else did you have? Did you just have the Crunchwrap?
Crunchwrap and I had the breakfast burrito with bacon.
I usually just get the Crunchwrap.
That's where you
I'm
went wrong.
I'm gonna blame the burrito. Not for nothing. I apparently go to that Taco Bell so much that the gal behind the drive thru window thinks we're friends. She's like, how are your kids? Let me tell you, I'm having a rough weekend. I'm like, all right.
We have a McDonald's fairly close to work. It's like it's the closest sort of like acceptable food that I can go grab and get back in time for a meeting. Mm-hmm. I may have told you this already, but I realize I must be like, fuck, I got to get something. Well, McDonald's is close so many times that like I'm going through the drive-thru and the person goes, oh, you shaved your beard off.
You didn't tell us that. Or I don't remember that.
I was like, I got to range a little further afield for a little while. I don't even particularly like McDonald's. It's just like, it's just so fucking close. And it's quick.
I like me a Big Mac.
And I also know that if I eat it, I'm not going to be in the meeting afterwards going, oh, I'm going to shit myself.
And, like, I don't know what McDonald's does with their soda, but the way they carbonate their soda is better than any other place that that has, like, a fountain soda.
I think
I'm telling you, if you put them in identical cups and go to like Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, and put the cup, like you'll be able to like this one tastes better for some reason, and I'll be like that was McDonald's.
I'm a big fan of the consistency of those Coke Freestyle machines.
Freestyle machines, the Cokes will be like yeah what I'm Coke, not Pepsi. You don't come at me with your schmepsy. Hepsi would have been a funnier rhyme if I'd figured out a way to done it. But that's why I don't freestyle rap, and that's why I fail at life.
But you know what, Tim?
So don't worry about me.
I'm a good friend. I'm still going to praise you for your attempt.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because you know I wouldn't do the same.
I know. I'm aware.
All right. It's just who we are.
I did like when we were texting about the Taco Bell thing that you told me that once you start having them pretty much every weekday, your tummy gets used to it. And I said, yeah, I know it says the same thing about exercise. And your response was, exercise doesn't taste like bacon.
I said that?
Yes.
I thought you said that.
No, you said exercise doesn't taste like bacon. And it cracked me right the fuck up.
That is a good fucking point.
It was. Exercise doesn't taste like bacon.
I couldn't possibly have made it.
You know what? I want that on a shirt. I want a shirt that says exercise doesn't taste like bacon.
Hang on. You guys talk. I'll do it.
All right. We finally found the one, Tim. This is the one that's going to go viral. This is the one that's going to blow up big. Exercise doesn't taste like bacon. - Tim Babb.
Nah, just leave it on.
Yeah.
2015.
2016.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I thought I was running for office.
Oh, yes.
on an all-bacon platform.
Yeah.
Do we want an America without bacon? I say no. Your opponent wants to take your bacon. Are we going to let him take in the bacon?
No.
Some people look at this crazy amalgamation of meats and say, why bacon? I look at things without bacon and say, why not bacon?
By the way, we're both doing a spot-on John F. Kennedy.
I know.
Actually, not even doing Mayor Quimby.
I was going to say, I'm doing a shitty Mayor Quimby, really.
We don't eat bacon because it's easy.
We eat bacon because it makes us hard.
Because it makes our arteries hard.
Hard.
Harvard yard. Oh, a little bit of Churchill in that one. Oh, so shortly after doing that, my company had a team building exercise. Well, it was like we went off and like had a meeting to sort of justify it as a team building thing. But then we had dinner and we bowled and we were at a place that had like laser tag and bowling and shuffleboard and air hockey and pool and a couple of video games. Just kind of a bunch of stuff, you know, like adult playground kind of thing. So it was really great, you know, grabbing a beer and bowling and everything. Until we got to the third frame of the third game, and I threw the ball and felt my two middle fingers just go. I was like, so I thought it was like I've had problems with you know, from typing and mousing and whatever my whole adult life. I've had tendon problems in my right hand, also jerking it. I thought maybe it was, you know, that I just inflamed the tendon stuff. But then later I went to go pick something up and it popped again. And like, I just was unable to use my hand for a couple of minutes because it hurt so much. And I realized I sprained the two middle fingers on my right hand and I'm right-handed. Life is going to suck for a while because my choices are like tape them and immobilize them and do everything left-handed, which means get stupid at everything, or just kind of put up with the fact that this is, you know, going to hurt off and on for a while and, you know, just keep icing it and whatever. So I went the ice it route. I don't think I'm actually doing the right thing, but it seems to be getting slightly better. It's been almost 2 weeks now. So I stopped bowling, obviously, at that point. Just noped out of that game and went and did other things. But the very last thing we did before we left was play laser tag. I don't think I've played laser tag in 2 decades. And it was so much fun. And I don't just say this because I got the highest score of anybody in the round. Polish. But just like running around in darkness with like other adults and like screaming and shooting at them and then like, they're chasing me and like running away. And it was like being a fucking kid again. But halfway through the round, I was like, man, I'm doing pretty good at this. I figured I'm in here with a bunch of guys who are younger than me. And, like, I'm way better shape than I am. Play like basketball all the time in like a, you know, a kind of competitive after work sort of league. And then I stopped and kind of turned around to take my bearings. And, like, the instant I stopped running, it was like, I need all the air in me now. I was just in the corner for, like, a minute, just, like, trying to catch my breath. Like, I'd pop out and, like, kind of shoot at people. But the whole time it was like, and I was like, power through it. And so I'm like kind of running, but it's like lightheaded, kind of stumbly running after that for a little while until I kind of got my second wind. I just made myself a little dizzy doing that. But we get to the end of the thing, and like I am sweating and I am dead, and I checked the score. Like, we'd seen the rounds of the scores of people coming out before us. I saw my score. I was like, I think that's a pretty good score. And we get out there, and I look, and I was like, that is a really good score. And like, I kind of had this, like, it's completely stupid for a grown man to be like, I shot other people with imaginary guns really well for 6 minutes and didn't die. Like, it was weird, but like, I kind of like this little moment of pride, but then it was also like, just the running around and, like, you know, chasing each other, whatever, it felt like doing something, not like, well, I'm going to get on this treadmill and run forever for no reason, or I'm going to get on this this exercycle and bike nowhere, or even I'm going to go run to the park and then run around the park and then run back home. Why? Because I get right back where I started from. Hooray! That felt like there was an accomplishment. Like, we got the exercise, but we were having fun. Like, the exercise was sort of, you know, ancillary. I was like, if they have, like, a league, I think I'm going to sign up for this. Like, this is how I'm going to get exercise. Because this was fun as shit. So,
like a laser tag league? Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. That place didn't have anything, but there's plenty of other places around me that have laser tag. So I was like, yeah, if there's a way to, like, join a league, and it's not super fucking expensive, I will do this for exercise.
I fully support you in that decision.
Thank you.
As do I.
You know, exercise should be something you should enjoy on some level.
Yeah, otherwise it's just torture.
And you're not going to
stick
it.
With it.
Yeah, exactly.
As evidenced by me, currently not doing it.
So, I can't remember. There's something else in there that I was going to mention. Oh, I did finally see the new Planet of the Apes. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes or Rise of... Whichever one it was, I can't even remember. But it's the one where the apes have already, like, established a society. It wasn't as good as the first one, but it was still pretty damn good. And somebody needs to start handing Oscars to Andy Serkis, because dude does some fucking amazing job.
I believe he's directing a movie soon.
I think you're right. I know he did some second unit work on the Hobbit movies. But yeah,
yep,
I think you're right about
that. Then it was definitely him, because I remember that being mentioned in he's directing this movie, and it's going to be great.
Ah, very good. He was also, and my wife did not believe me, but he was the South African dude, in Age of Ultron.
And he will probably be in Black Panther.
Yes, considering who he is.
He's Batman.
I read in that he referred to it not as him playing the character, but rather cameoing as the character. Like, you were in, like, two scenes. I think that's legit for a movie with, like, 18 people in it. I mean, you know, like 18 above the credits rate names. Yeah, that's pretty okay. You were probably in that just as much as Maria Hill was.
Picking glass out of her feet.
So I remember the South African. Oh wait, was he like kind of like the villain? Not like a main villain, but like a little side villain that they briefly.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah.
He was the one that's satisfying the Empire Strikes Back requirement for every Marvel Phase 2 movie.
What is that requirement?
Everything in Phase 2, someone has lost an arm.
Oh.
As a shout-out to The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Including Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm still haven't picked up Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. My wife and I have been working through other shows. Oh, we did just catch up on Game of Thrones last night, though. So good.
I forgot to tell you, when I said exercise doesn't taste like bacon, I do not type the word exercise. I mean, I'm so against exercise, I always spell it wrong. I spell it so wrong, spell check's like, do you mean exorcise, like an exorcism?
Did you mean jazzercise?
Yeah, so I have to put it in Google with other contextual clues for Google to go, no, this is what you mean.
I'm waiting for Google to get sick of your shit. Did you mean exercise again, numbnuts? So that was all good times. This last week wasn't so great. So Thursday morning, I noticed there was like a little bit of like watermark in my office. And I was like, oh, fuck, something in my bathroom has like a tiny little leak. And I thought it might have been something around the tub where Drew had like been splashing, and like maybe it had, you know, just leaked through the floor because it had been like actually on the ground. So I didn't pay much attention to it. Then I came back in, and like Wednesday it was like a lot bigger. I was like, oh fuck! And the drain was running slow, so I figured, okay, I may have to, you know, take the drain out of the tub, you know, like wedge it out and like, you know, replumb my tub. Thursday, I'm about to hop into the shower. And I see, remember at the tan house where the shower wall like started to kind of give way a little bit?
No.
You don't remember.
Wait,
that.
In your bathroom?
Was like a tile like kind of started to pooch out just a little bit.
Hmm.
In your bathroom?
No, in your bathroom.
Ah.
The one you use.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, yes. So I see that same thing. I was like, fuck, the shower in here is failing in the second bathroom. So I was figuring, you know, this weekend I'm going to have to demolish the shower and then, you know, install new tile and everything. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't think I'm even going to be able to do that in a weekend. Then I thought, well, okay, maybe I'll, like, you know, take Monday and Tuesday off and, you know, make, like, a long weekend out of it. And you know, I'll get all that stuff done. In the meantime, I'll just, you know, I'll tape some plastic up. You know, I cut up a couple of garbage bags and, you know, just duct taped them to keep the water off. And then, you know, I tested and made sure that if the shower was on, water didn't touch that wall at all, so there was, like, no more damage. You know, just so the shower would stay functional. The plans for the weekend kind of went out the window when I got home on Thursday night. And my cat, who we've been noticing, she's been slowing down, you know, ever since she got the diagnosis with the diabetes 3 years ago. And I noticed that she was a little slower even than usual. It seemed kind of, you know, like a little bit listless. And she wasn't eating, and she'd been vomiting a little bit that day. And she had long, thick hair and often got hairballs. And just thought, you know, maybe it's just like a really bad hairball or, you know, something like that. But I couldn't even get her to take hairball medicine, which she usually likes. And that evening, she was, like, even more listless. And I was telling my wife, I was like, okay, we need to make a appointment to get her to the vet ASAP. Well, I got up the next morning and it was like she was hardly moving. Like, she would walk to the next place that she wanted to go and then it was kind of like lay down. And then, you know, might stand up and, like, try to go up and down the stairs, but then, you know, she'd just lay down immediately. And she'd hopped up onto the sink because she wanted to drink some water out of the sink, which she loved to do. And then she, like, stumbled and fell getting off and just, like, crashed into the ground.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I'd already told my wife that morning. I was like, you know, fuck making an appointment. We're taking her now, like, as soon as the vet opens. So we got her to the vet as soon as it opened. They took her and ran some blood tests on her. They ran a urinalysis on her. And they came back and said, yeah, she has something called ketoacidosis, which is, like, that's the life-threatening emergency situation when you're diabetic that you never want to get to. Cats are really, really good at hiding symptoms. You know, they live communally. Sick cats tend to get chased out. So cats are really good at not seeming as sick as they are. So when cats start to seem sick, that's usually like crisis mode. And it was. Ketoacidosis is something where they have to put her on, you know, like an insulin drip and take like constant blood measures. And it's going to be, you know, like 2 or 3 days to even, you know, try to get her to turn the corner and save her. And the vet comes back in and says, you know, this is not something we can do here because we're not 24/7. She needs to go to the emergency care. I'll, you know, find out how much it is. And she said, yeah, they said it's going to be a minimum of $3,500. Yeah. And I was just like, I was wrecked. I was like, that's, you know, that's 2 months of mortgage payments. I'm like, I make decent money, but I'm an only breadwinner. I don't make $3,500 out of fucking nowhere money. You know, and especially, you know, if it's $3,500 and it might just be to prolong her life for a couple of days, because the vet's also telling us that, you know, she could have there could be a tumor, there could be something else going on, that this is like, since she's been on insulin the whole time, the fact that she hit this ketoacidosis, she had low blood sugar the last time we took her in, and they told us to step her insulin down a little bit. And that was only like 3 weeks ago. We were actually going to be bringing her back in to get another test to make sure that she wasn't too low. So for her to go straight to, you know, crisis just from a slight lowering of her insulin, like it, the vet said, it looks like there's probably something else going on. So, you know, spending that $3,500 would probably be to find out that she had, you know, cancer, or that her pancreas was, you know, just completely failing or something along those lines. And the waterworks haven't started yet, but I can feel them brewing back there. Nope, here they come. Time for the Sad Hulk music. Because no amount of smashing is going to change the way that the rest of the story plays out, which is we had to tell the vet that we were going to put her to sleep. Then we had to also explain...
Wait, why are we going to put the vet to sleep?
Dick.
I mean, she didn't give you the diagnosis you wanted, but that's no reason to put her down. Yeah. Seems harsh.
I I appreciate the instinct, but slowing this part of me, slowing this part down, is actually just going to be a little harder. Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
But no, it's fuck. Your heart was in the right place, and I appreciate it. Okay. So we had to explain to Drew that our kitty that we took to the vet to get fixed was not going to be alive anymore. And he made the choice that he wanted to stay with her while they gave her the medicine.
Woo!
Yeah. So Caitlin held him and I held the cat. And she, I mean, even just while we were at the vet, it was like she went from bad to worse, where like she wasn't even like picking her head up anymore. Like it was just so fast. So the vet took her away and put a little catheter into her and then brought her back to us. The catheter just to, you know, make the giving the injections easy. And I picked her up and I held on to her and she gave her the shot to go to sleep. And then so fast, just a couple of seconds later, gave her the shot to actually, you know, stop the heart and lungs and everything. So the one, you know, the no consciousness one took effect like immediately, and my cat was just out unconscious. And I was so surprised. I mean, I was a little bit worried that, you know, I'd be holding her and there might be, you know, like some raspy breathing or, you know, some struggling or whatever, but it was just like, it was almost like turning off a light. You know, the vet gave her the shot, waited a couple of seconds, and then she's like, I want to check her. And she put her, her stethoscope up against the cat's side and told me, oh, fuck. Told me she was gone already. And I still sat there for a couple more minutes and I couldn't stop petting her. And I knew she was gone. I knew she couldn't feel it, but it was like, I couldn't let go. Now here's the part of the story where you guys get to laugh at me. It got a lot easier to put her down once her muscle control let go and she started farting and peeing on me. So all of a sudden, like, I was like, oh, it got real stinky in here. And then my side felt wet. I was like, okay.
I love you, but time, not that much, kitty.
Time to stop holding the corpse. That was... it was like a real weird little moment of her being like, all right, enough. So kind of her last act was to pee on me.
Like, yeah, let me go. Did you drop your phone in a poo? Because if not,
no,
you
I
haven't
didn't.
Really lived.
Nope, I had my phone in the pocket on the opposite side from the butthole, so phone was safe. My wallet may smell vaguely of cat pee now, but you know what? Fuck it.
It'll be a little bit reminder every yep. time you go by your Taco Bell.
Yeah,
you're like, cat pee. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put her back on the towel that we'd brought her, kind of wrapped up in, and I sort of, you know, wrapped her up in it, and it was weird. I mean, you know, like evaluating myself rationally while I'm also being irrational was kind of a weird situation. So like as I was wrapping her up in the towel, I noticed that I was keeping her head free. Like I would, you know, so that she could see, so that she could breathe, so that she wouldn't feel, you know, smothered. Like, dude, you're going to put her in this towel and then put that in a bag and then put the bag in a box and then put the box on the ground. Like, there's no more biological processes. Everything that she was is gone. This is an empty shell now. She doesn't need air. But it was still like weirdly, it was like a weird big psychological step for me to actually close the towel over her head. Like, I had to force myself to do that and then to put her into the bag. Like, it just still seemed really fucking wrong.
I mean, of course. I mean, hours ago, that was... I mean, your brain just can't make the switch that quickly.
Yeah, well, at that point, seconds ago. Minutes ago, yeah.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself.
Well, it was... It was
I mean, maybe it was just something to help you process in the moment. But I still say you're being a little hard on yourself. Like, I should be thinking about this logically. If Spock were here, he would have just chucked him in a torpedo and shot him out the thing already.
Spock would just open up the garbage can, dropped it in, and moved on.
No, it wasn't like I was just like, woo, you're dirt now, and just like, you know, chuck her by the tail off in the bushes or something. Like
wait,
that's...
Ed, you're trying to tell me you didn't hold her by the tail and swing her around? Because that's the only time you can do that to a cat. And it's okay.
No, and only you could be like, hey, there, look, there literally is enough room to swing a dead cat in here. And I can prove it.
Oh. Tim, that was a good one, buddy.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, guys.
It depends on what Andy says next. If Andy says, fuck you guys and die, then maybe it wasn't that funny.
Guys,
I mean, it's still funny to me.
Yes, Andy.
She's still in the freezer in the garage. I can still do this.
Oh, okay.
Is she really?
Yes.
Really?
I didn't have it in me to dig the grave Friday and yesterday, so I... Well, like, it's hot. It's hot in Atlanta right now. Like, it's balls stick to everything hot, so...
Well, maybe if you leave her in there long enough, they can Walt Disney her back to life whenever they find a cure for whatever they injected her with.
Is it diabetes, death, and being put into a garage freezer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get right on that for cats. And it'll totally be cheaper than the $3,500 that we couldn't pay to, you know, prolong
it's
her life.
Be like, it's going to be like 50 cents, Andy, when it comes around.
But when they expand Obamacare in a few years, you'll be all covered.
Obamacat.
Obama Animal Care.
Yes. Yeah, I so her name is Natasha. Was Natasha. Still can't get that tense right. But I think within the first week or so that we had her, she would love to jump up on the back of the couch, kind of lick my bald head, and then like rub on it. But if I tried to move my head because the sandpaper tongue was getting too scratchy, she'd hold onto my head and bite it. So we started calling her Nippy because she'd just nip a little bit. And she's been Nippy ever since. So last night I referred to her as our Nipsicle. And Caitlin looked at me with a mixture of, I don't want to say admiration, but like there was a little dance of merriment behind her eyes, but then like also revulsion all over her face. It was like she wanted to laugh at me and also probably sock me in the dick. I was like, too soon? She's like, it was yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, that's how some people deal. Humor.
Yeah, this is true. Well, when my dad died, we told jokes. When my granny died, we told jokes. I think it's probably kind of a healthy way to deal with shit like that. So, yeah, Drew kept talking about how it was, you know, the worst day, and he just wanted to forget the day, and we kind of had to, you know, help him figure out those feelings and process those feelings and, you know, explain to him that death's just another part of life, and it sucks, and we hurt, and first we don't want to believe it. He's like, I just want this to be a dream. I'm like, oh, buddy, I know. Like, when I got the call about my dad, I was an adult, and I got the call about my dad out of nowhere, and it was like, you know, at first I was like, this isn't really happening, and then it was like, oh, they got a wrong number, and then I'm like, no, they're asking me, fuck, chicken that shit, Tim.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You need some chicken?
Yeah.
No, we're not going to stop you.
Anyways, so they said my dad's name, and it was like, and then like I even asked at the end, it was this weird like grasping for straws. And again, I recognized even at the time that I did it that it was being illogical, but you know it was, and again, Tim, it wasn't like being hard on myself. It was like recognizing that it's illogical, but also recognizing that I'm going to fucking do it anyway. Like just. The weird part of it was not, oh, look how illogical I'm being. The weird part about it was, holy shit, I'm analyzing this. Why am I so aware of this situation? Why am I not just, you know, present in this moment? Why am I aware of the absurdity of this moment? So, you know, when it was my dad, like, the last thing I think I asked the cop was, you know, this isn't like some sort of sick joke, right? And it was that, you know. Denial's the first stage of grief, and he got hit with grief, and so, you know, we're trying to explain to Drew, yeah, you know, you'll feel sad, and you'll feel like you don't want this to be the case. You'll want to, you know, trade all your toys or something to get her back. You'll get mad that she's gone. You're going to feel a lot of different ways about this, bud. So, yeah, we kind of talked him through it. He's had some, you know, breakdown and sobbing. Caitlin and I both have, Nippy would always, she always liked to sleep like near me, you know, like up against me, or, you know, at least, you know, within arm's reach. And if I stirred in the middle of the night, she would want to wake me fully up so I could pet her for a while. So like if I kind of half woke up, she'd go like lay on my hand, and sometimes like even like she'd nip me a little to wake me up, or like pick my hand up with her paw and like push it against her. Like, use this, pet me. And the last two nights I haven't been woken up by a cat in the middle of the night. And that's been really weird. Like, not necessarily that I've gotten good sleep, just like waking up in the morning and realizing that that didn't happen at all over the course of the night has felt really weird and alien. So it's stupid, small shit. The other weird thing is that we, I think Wednesday is when it started. So right before we lost her, we're cat sitting for somebody who is dog sitting for someone else. So, somebody needed their dog looked after while they're out of town for like a week or two. And his mom was able to watch the dog, but then the cat would have to go in the garage. So we, you know, said, well, we can't take the dog, but we can take the cat. And the cat is also gray, just like Nippy was. So every once in a while, little gray fuzzball will go shooting by me, and I'll think it's her again. And it's like, like, I'm going to dye you pink.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking with my head a little. And this needs to stop. I mean, you're cute and all, but seriously, be a different color. So that's it. That's where we are. When the sun starts to get lower this afternoon, I'm going to go dig her a hole, and we'll bury her with her favorite toys and say a little prayer to Bast.
Why don't you get like a tiny ship and set it on fire and shove her out in the ocean to give her a Viking funeral?
Oh, even better, get a bow and arrow and shoot flaming arrows at the ship as it floats away.
Oh, now you're talking.
That seems like a good idea.
Because it is.
I feel like, A, she's going to defrost on the way to the beach, because we're far from the ocean. We have lakes.
You have AC in your car, don't you?
That's okay. Yeah, lakes.
Wait, you got cooler, right? Some ice packs?
I don't know if we have an Ippy-sized cooler. She was a big cat.
Oh, I won't. I was about to take it somewhere. It didn't need to go.
Anything? Do we have two half nippy size coolers?
Okay, that was essentially it.
Okay.
Oh, Tim.
I didn't do it there!
I did. The other thing is, I haven't done any archery probably in almost as long as I haven't done laser tag. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to murder some surfers.
You don't have to hit any exact targets.
Apparently I have to hit a tiny boat full of flammable material.
Wait, I thought you just sort of shoot the flaming arrows out into the thing as the flaming boat is rowing away.
Oh, I thought it was we push the boat out and then hit it with the flaming arrows.
Well, that's generally how it's done.
Oh, is it?
I don't. From what I've learned in movies. Not
yeah, I was going to say, from movies, yes.
Oh.
Not any actual historical research I've done.
Yeah. You know, Lord of the Rings.
Well, then.
Yeah, so they usually like push it out into the water in the movies, and then they start shooting arrows at it. And there's like some movie where the guy kept missing, and some other guy had to step up. I'm like, get out of the way. Fucking this up.
So that's it. That's all the sadness.
So, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple hours beforehand, I tweeted, hey, we're having our 7th anniversary. Anything you want us to talk about? The number one thing was talk about Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Number two was release episode 207. Where in the
world is episode 207?
So, Andy, how's episode 207 going?
So, how's about Indiana Jones? You think they should make a fifth one? I don't
yes.
know. I kind of feel like they're going to have to give Shia LaBeouf a bigger part because Harrison Ford's aging.
No, they don't. They don't have to give Shia LaBeouf a bigger part. They just pretend like he can just be short-rounded. Like, what happened to him? We don't know. Don't care. Not going to mention him.
He wasn't cute anymore. Have you guys seen the...
No.
Is it Sia or Charlie X? It's some chick who wears like a fucking weird Darth Maul helmet. No, Dark Helmet helmet all the time. She did a music video with Shia LaBeouf in it.
All right.
He's inside a cage, and he like goes climbing around the cage with a little girl who's a dancer who's in like all this other girl's...
Yeah, that's like Sia. Yeah, he's buff.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, Shia the, I'm going to stop fucking with him.
Yeah. I don't think he's as terrible as everyone thinks he is. Like, he's weird, sure, but, like, he's entertaining. Like, and, like, he told a story. I think I talked about it on some show about him getting kicked out of a bar or a strip club. It was hilarious.
The whole thing about him with the like plagiarizing stuff and then, you know, like his meltdown and all that, I was like, plenty of other people have plagiarized shit before. I mean, haven't there even been like accusations that some of the stuff that Churchill was saying on the radio was plagiarized from like other people's speeches and shit?
Well, I mean,
well, also there was accusations that he was so drunk that he didn't even deliver some of those speeches. It was done by an actor from the BBC who also did Winnie the Pooh.
Ah, yes.
I got that straight from Robin Williams' act.
I remember that.
I mean,
we'll fight them on the land and the sea. Eeyore and Tigger.
Just now, someone asked us to do our English accents. Matt from England.
Well, boom. There you have it. Pip, pip, cheerio.
I'm English. Remember that? I think that's what he's talking about.
Fish and chips. I like tea and the queen.
Who came up with that?
I was, you and I both. We were doing bad English accents, and you were the one who said, fish and chips. Oh, memories. I'm going to throw this out there. I don't think we're going to have time for our high five list today.
I don't think so either. Like, I saw how long I was going with the cat thing, but it was like I still couldn't rein myself in. I'm like, you know what? Fuck cereal.
And it's the one time I couldn't give Andy shit to fucking wrap it up.
Oh, my God. You can still do it. You can speed it up.
Oh, that would be awful.
Oh, God. That would be hilarious.
Oh, no, it would not. Oh, dear.
And then... fuck. Guys, I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Now we're down to 6 listeners. We got to get 2. Because I think my wife just went, oh, fuck this asshole.
Yeah. All right. Well, we at least got that.
Oh, I don't have a birthday coming up, but I'm still going to buy it.
Or
how many X's is available? Oh, that is perfect.
Also available in the other with the colors reversed, so you can either have it in a light shirt with dark writing or a dark shirt with light writing.
Beautiful, Tim. These are the sorts of choices I need in my life. You know what though? I'm a big dude. I live in Atlanta. I think I'm gonna go with the one that hides the flop sweat. Dark colors.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
Unless the people had more to add.
I can't think of anything else to add.
Noah, were you champing at the bit to throw out some more? No?
I got nothing.
All right, then. You're doing it like a handsome man in a tuxedo standing in New Orleans, banging all the bridesmaids.
Remember, never trust Tim and Noah to not make a joke about anything.
This week, I hate that something as delicious as the Taco Bell Crunchwrap makes my butthole explode in liquid fire. Also that my cat died.
I'm glad that got second billing. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. You should try just the Crunchwrap. See if that helped. Maybe you'd had too much going on at once.
Maybe.
With the burrito and the Crunchwrap.
Maybe. It was so fucking tasty. I think I'm actually, yeah, I'm going to be weak and try it again. But
did you add orange juice or something in there? Maybe some coffee? What did you do?
No coffee. I did have orange juice.
See, maybe the acid was bad. Maybe you try some water with it.
Maybe. Maybe.
Don't give up on it yet. Don't give up on that Crunchwrap, Andy.
I won't.
Don't give up on it.
I won't, even if I wind up in a public bathroom sitting next to Noah wiping my ass for 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
I don't
know what the fuck was going on. I'm just sitting there and just unroll, wipe, wipe, wipe. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
We didn't talk about that. Those are the text messages. Like, Andy told us about his cat, and then Noah broke in with that, about the person wiping their butt. And I said, it's something worth doing. And Noah goes, it's worth rubbing your asshole raw? I said, yeah, raw asshole is better. Hashtag paleo. And then Noah's like, that'd be a great new diet. Just rub your asshole raw. Then you don't want to eat anything because you have to pass it through your torn up bungholes with a Z. And then Noah goes, I guess what I'm saying, Andy, is I'm sorry about your cat.
Oh, God. I fucking died when I read that whole exchange.
Oh. Good times.
Tancast Text Message Theater. Brought to you by Tancast. Tancast, now available on Zazzle.